Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, who is sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Memei in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shishi in the middle of Aloch Aleph. We're starting the two dots 10 lines down in Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Amar Tanchumo is Kashoyus Kamei Reb Pinchas. I had a question for Reb Pinchas. We can use here the Girsa of Reb Chaim, which is based on the Vilna Gaon, which takes, it says a little different, the order of the Gemara. This goes back to the previous daf. In the previous daf, the Gemara did a cheshbon that according to Remeir, the length of the Arun is 15 tefachim, and within that length, they put four luchos, four tablets, and also a Sefer Torah was included in that place. According to Abiudo, the length of the Arun was only 12 and a half tefachim, and they used it for the 12 tefachim of the four tablets, so I do not have space here for the Sefer Torah. So says the Gemara again, using the Girsa of Reb Chaim, Ki Remeir Nichum. I understand according to Remeir where the Sefer Torah was. Le'abiyud Kasha, according to Abiyud, is hard to understand. Sefer Torah Eichan Monach, where did he put the Sefer Torah? Says the Gemara, Da'ita de'abiyud kimin gluskiya osu lo mibachutz. There was some box sitting outside the Aron. Ve'asefer Torah Monach b'toichon, the Sefer Torah was in there. Matam de'abiyud, what's the source of Abiyud? Tekhtiv l'koyach ha'sefer ha'toyah hazeh v'sam to osoy mitzad Aron b'ris Hashem. It says you take the Sefer Torah and put it next to the Aron, not in the Aron. It was outside the Aron. Matam de Abiyudo, another source of Abiyudo, because it says in the pasuk, "Satez haKapayrus al Aron milamalo." It says you'll cover the Aron, put the Kapayrus, which is the top, which is the cover of the Aron, and then it says the next words of the pasuk is, "Ve'al Aron titente edus asher te'en lecha." Then you'll bring the edus. What is the edus? What was it referring to? If it was referring to the luchos, how can you put the luchos into the Aron? Already it says the Aron is closed. You put the Kapayrus on the Aron, you close the Aron, and then it says you put the Eidus. What is the Eidus? The Eidus must be the Sefer Torah. After you close the Aron, you brought the Sefer Torah over there. Says the Gemara, the Remeir do Oma Ein Mugdu Mucha B'Torah. Remeir will explain that Pasuk with the concept Ein Mugdu Mucha B'Torah. So even though the Torah writes in one order, you could read it the other order. Hello, the way you read it, in the Aron, you put the Eidus, that's the Sefer Torah. And then you go to the beginning of the Pasuk, it says you put the Kapayrus. So even though it says in the Pasuk the Kapayrus came first, it really means first came the Eidus, which is the Sefer Torah, and only then came the Kapayrus. So Adrabah, this Pasuk is a source to Remeir that the Sefer Torah was in the Aron and not on the side of the Aron. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chos B'Shem Shimon Lakish, Atoyerish Nasan Lakodish Boch Lemoyshe. The Torah Lakish Boch Gim Moyshe Nasanaloi Eish Levono Charuso Beish Choyro. It's a white fire written on a black fire. The Tagnichatin over here says that there is a hint over here to the Soides Atoyro, the Soides that are hidden in the Torah. Continues the Gemara with Beis and says, He Eish, the Torah itself is fire. Muvleles Beish is written with fire because we said Choyro and Levono. Chatsuva Meish is coming from the fire, Venesuna Meish. It's coming from the fire of the Shemaim, Hado Dichtiv Miminoi Eish Das Lomoi. Referring to the last part, Miminer, from the right side, Kivyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes the fire, and that's the Das Lomoi, that's where the Torah comes, Torah coming from fire. Halacha Beis Zog de Mishnah. We mentioned before that there was 13 Ashtachavayos, 13 places where they bowed down in the Beis HaMikdosh. Where was it? Arba Batzofon, 4 in the north of Beis HaMikdosh. V'arba Badarim, 4 in the south of Beis HaMikdosh. Shalosh B'Mizuch, 3 in the east of Beis HaMikdosh. V'shtayim Amayev, and 2 in the west of Beis HaMikdosh. Why there? Can I get Shalosh HaSosharim? There's 13 gates according to this mandam in Beis HaMikdosh. And in front of each gate, they did Ashtachavayos, they bowed down. What is this? What are the gates? Sharon Droimim, the ones on the south of Beis HaMikdosh, Smuchim Aram, start from the west. Shara Elyon, because it's the highest one, because the Arabayis goes up. So the Shara Elyon is the highest one when you start from the west. Shara Delek, that's what they brought in the wood. Shara Bechoyrus, that's where they brought the Bechoyrus that they brought to Beis HaMikdosh as a carbon. And Shara Maim. And this the Mishnah explains, Lamikash Shmoy Shara Maim. Why is it called Shahamayim? Shaboy Mechnisim Sloichis Shinisa Chamayim Bechak. That's where they brought the water to do Nisa Chamayim and Sukkis. And this is Gevaldik, this daf we are learning in the first day of Chag HaSukkis, Tavshin Peye, according to this cycle of Daf Ayahimi. Rabbozim Yaakov Oimer, Bo Hamayim Mefachim Masidim Lios Yoitzim Mitachas Miftan Abayis. From there, water will come out, Lo Asid Lovoy, when Beis HaMikdash Shlishi will be built, there will be water coming out of that gate, as the Gemara is going to explain. and across to them in the north side of Beis Hamikdash, smoking the Ma'ariv, starting from the west side, Shar Yechonya, we'll see in a moment why it's called that way, Shar Karban, where the Karbanas came into Beis Hamikdash to need to be done in the north, Shar Hanashim, where the woman came in to be under Karban, and Shar Ashir, where they brought the Kli Shir to Beis Hamikdash. Why is it called Shar Yechonya? When Yechonya went to Galus, he went to the Beis Hamikdash to Davin, and he left from that gate to go to Galus. When you look at the east side of Beis Hamikdash, Shar Nikonor, there's really only one big gate called Shar Nikonor. And this big gate has two small doors, one on the right, one on the left. So that's why it's a total of three openings. And on the west side, which means behind the Beis Hamikdash, behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there were two gates in the Meir in the west. They did not have a name. So the Moram Asnisi, Dabba Yosef ben Chanon. That's our Mishnah goes in the sheet of Yosef ben Chanon. Dabba Yosef ben Chanon, he said there's 13 gates, and across of each gate, they used to do a shtachavaya, they used to do a bowing down. So they bowed down in front of each gate. Continues the one that involved in Mudalef, Bram Kerabon, Rabban and Maseches Tomi, they hold Shiva Shorim Ayu Ba'azor. They hold there's only 7 gates in Azara, not 13. So I'll die to the Rabban, Eichan Ayu Hashtachavoyos Alelu. According to Rabban, where did they bow down the 13 Hashtachavoyos? Kehidat Tan Tabon, as it says there, Shlesh Oso Partso So You Boy. There were 13 openings, Shepartsu Malchi Yovan. When the Yevanim came, they made 13 holes in the Beis HaMikdash. Chosru V'Godjum, they went and they closed them up. V'Godjru Kenegdam Shleshos Hishtachavayos. And across, connected these 13 holes that Malchi Yovan did, they did 13 bowing downs in order to be Moed HaTakrish Baruch Hu, that we overcame the Yevanim. They overcame the Greeks. They had the 13 Hishtachavayos for the 13 holes that Malchi Yovan did. With this we conclude, Yushal Mishkolim Dav Memhei.